Good afternoon. Over the next 2 days, NATO's defense ministers will meet here at the NATO headquarters and address a wide range of different issues. They will also address the situation in northeast Syria. And I'm encouraged by the fact that over the last days, we have seen a significant reduction in violence, in fighting. And we have to build on that to work for a political lasting solution of the crisis in Syria. The situation is still fragile, but at least we have seen some progress by the fact of that we have seen reduction in violence over the last days. We will address also all NATO missions and operations from the Balkans to Afghanistan. And we will, of course, also address NATO's participation and contributions to the global coalition to defeat ISIS and our training mission in Iraq. During the dinner tonight, we will discuss hybrid threats, hybrid tactics, and how NATO is responding to that. Also, the importance of resilience for our societies. And I expect that the ministers will, during the meeting, agree on new baseline requirements for telecommunication resilience, which also includes requirements for 5G networks. Then we will tomorrow discuss the readiness of our forces and burden sharing. We will take stock of where we are, and I will once again highlight the importance of fair burden sharing, both when it comes to spending but also contributions and capabilities. And I will prepare a report for the heads of state and government when they meet in London in December. And then the last meeting tomorrow will be with our partners in the rest of support mission, where we will discuss Afghanistan. NATO is committed to our rest of support mission to train, assist and advise the Afghan forces. We strongly believe that the best thing we can do to create the conditions for a negotiated peaceful solution is to continue to support the Afghan forces. So Taliban understands that they have to sit down at the negotiating table and make real compromises. And with that, I'm ready to take some questions.
What do you think about the German proposal of a security zone in northern eastern Syria, and what kind of role could the NATO play in this?
Also, I have discussed this proposal with Defense Minister Annegret Kramp-Karrenbauer. I think it is positive that NATO allies, and in this case Germany, have proposals, have ideas on how we can move forward, how we can create the conditions for a lasting political solution. Of course, there are many challenges, many questions that have to be answered, but the idea of trying to create some more agreed international framework for the situation and the challenges we are faced with in northern Syria is something which I think that defense ministers, when they meet later on today, would like to discuss, because all NATO allies strongly support the efforts to find a political negotiated solution, an international agreed solution, and the German proposal is one element of that.
Sir, how worried are you about the status of the ISIS prisoners in Syria? The U.S. says that it's the responsibility of Turkey now. Do you feel confident in their ability to keep a lid on this, and what happens if they can't?
Also, I have stated several times that I am concerned about the risk that the increased violence, the fighting, the instability we have seen can lead to that ISIS fighters who are in prison are able to escape or are set free. And that's exactly the reason why I think it's so important that we have seen some progress over the last days, with reduced fighting, with some reduction in tensions. So that reduces the risk of ISIS fighters being set free. And one of the issues we will discuss during our meeting today is how NATO allies can do more to provide support to the counter-ISIL coalition. All NATO allies are part of the coalition. NATO is part of the coalition. We provide support in different ways, including with the training mission in Iraq. But it is extremely important to make sure that captured ISIS fighters are not set free, and therefore those who are present on the ground has a responsibility to make sure that that doesn't happen, that they are still in captivity.
Secretary General, another agency, Sherfet Chetin. In light of the question asked by my colleague, along with the German proposal, there are ideas floating around that the United Nations troops should be based in the safe zone. I'd like to know if I know that NATO is not on the ground in Syria, but does NATO foresee a role for itself in the creation of a safe zone in the near future?
There has been no call for a NATO mission in northeast Syria. I think that the way I understand the proposal from Germany or from Annegret, from Defense Minister Annegret Kramp-Karrenbauer, is that there is a need for a UN decision. And that requires a process in the UN. And of course, it's not possible today to say whether that will be easy or very difficult. So I think this is a proposal which has to be discussed more in detail before any decision can be made.
Would NATO be willing to take up a role in northern Syria if it came up?
I think that if I now started to speculate about all possible and impossible options, I will only add to the uncertainty. We all now need to try to de-escalate, reduce tensions, look for a way for a political solution. And the best way of doing that is not to just throw in all possible and impossible options. There has been no call for a NATO mission in northeast Syria. I strongly believe that what we need is an effort to support a political process, a lasting political solution, and therefore also NATO strongly support the UN-led efforts to find a political solution to the crisis in Syria.
Secretary General Lorne Cook from the Associated Press. NATO's two biggest armed forces, and you mentioned uncertainty, they've been playing with fire in the northeast of Syria. If we look at Turkey with the S-400s, for example, if we look at Afghanistan, we have peace talks, but where the government wasn't really involved in those. We've heard the US are drawing down troops, although it seems to be an adjustment, but we're not quite sure. How helpful is that to NATO's coherence and certainty? And do you actually understand the policies of both presidents in Washington and in Ankara?
We see differences when it comes to the situation in northeast Syria. And I also clearly stated my deep concern. That's also the reason why I welcome the fact that two NATO allies, Turkey and the United States, agreed a joint statement a week ago. And we have seen since then some steps in the right direction, especially the fact that we have seen reduction in violence. And we have to build on that to make further progress. When it comes to the more bigger picture, I think we have to recognize that northeast Syria is difficult, complex, and there is no easy way out. But when it comes to NATO more in general, I think what we have seen is that actually NATO has implemented the biggest reinforcement to our collective defense in decades, the biggest adaptation of the alliance since the end of the Cold War. And NATO allies are doing more together than we have done for many, many years. The U.S. is not decreasing its presence in Europe, it's actually increasing its military presence in Europe. We will soon have a big exercise with more U.S. troops in Europe than we've seen for many, many years. And we also have stepped up our fight against terrorism. We continue our mission in Afghanistan, and the reason why we are in Afghanistan is to fight international terrorism. We have to make sure that the caliphate that was lost for ISIS in Iraq and Syria is not re-established in Afghanistan. And that's the reason why we continue to stay in Afghanistan. And we have played a key role in the global coalition to defeat Daesh or ISIS, all NATO allies. So, yes, the situation in northern Syria is difficult. We have seen differences between NATO allies on that issue. But at the same time, as an alliance, we do more together and we stand together and we do more together than we have done for many, many years.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.